Okay, I guess we should actually get started now.
We never actually did the full intro.
I know, because I fucked it up and said YA instead of YA.
Welcome
to Young Adult.
Oh my god. I'm so tired I didn't even notice you fucked it up the first time.
Really?
Really. No, you're like, oh fuck, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened.
So, welcome to YN, the podcast for fanfiction fanatics. I am Bonnie.
And I'm tired. I mean, Ella.
Hey, tired. I'm Bonnie.
Hello.
My brother does that to me all the time, and I fucking hate it.
I mean, I deserve it. I've been up for 16 hours.
It's fine. You deserve all that you're drinking right now.
I deserve more than this.
You deserve a nice massage from our topic tonight. Unless you're not into that, I'm really into
it. I mean, I'll just take a licensed chiropractor.
I can get you one for free.
My cousin is one. He doesn't live anywhere near me, but I should just be like, yo, you want to fly out to me and
cracky my backy
for free?
I need to call ophthalmologist for my eyeballs.
I do not have vision insurance. I have dental now, though.
Nice.
That's like super exciting because I didn't have dental before.
You can go to the dentist.
It's been a year and a half since I went to the dentist because
girl,
my mom's insurance dropped me when I was 20, when I turned 22.
Why?
And I hadn't been to the, like, that was literally a month after I turned 22 was when I would have had my next 6 month checkup.
Oh.
And so, you know, I haven't seen a dentist since I was 21 and a half. I just get really paranoid. Like, I take good care of my teeth and I brush my teeth, you know, but like I get paranoid now, like every time my teeth hurt, but it's mostly because I brush too hard because I'm paranoid I'm gonna get a cavity. So it's just a vicious cycle of me being paranoid about my teeth all the time.
You know what it is?
What?
Anxiety.
Paranoia.
Paranoia. Anxiety and paranoia followed up with a shot of depression.
Yeah, basically.
Lovely. So, I'm
really excited, though. I need to find a dentist. My insurance will kick in a couple months. Like, once I stay at my job long enough, you know? Like, I signed up for it, and then I have to wait to get my card and everything.
I actually love going to the dentist now. The dentist I go to has, like an aromatherapy, like, massage option. Well, and I have, like, really bad TMJ pain. So they, like, massage it out, and it's, like, 30 minutes of relaxation.
See, like, okay, my dentist, well, not my dentist anymore, because I left him. But, like, I don't know. My teeth are, like, really sensitive. I never have technically been, like, diagnosed with TMJ or anything like that. But, like, my teeth get real sensitive, and so, like, after cleanings and stuff, like, my mouth will hurt for, like, a day, and I won't be able to, like, chew anything.
You should talk to someone about that.
Basically, every time I go to the dentist, I have to be on, like, a mechanical soft diet for a day.
Oh my god, that's so much pudding.
When I was little, my mom used to take me to the dentist, and then she'd take me, like, to Sonic or some shit afterward before I had to go back to school.
Oh, with the fluoride? And yeah. And the fluoride fucked up your teeth? Yep.
But now, she doesn't do that because I go to the dentist on my own because I'm a grown woman. But
we also make adult phone calls without anxiety.
So I started going to the dentist on my own when I was like 16 and I had a car and she could just like call me out of school. But like I would take myself to Sonic afterward before I went back to school.
Did I ever tell you about the time a dentist told me I could swallow fluoride and nothing would happen?
Oh, see, if I swallow fluoride, I die because I had a heart murmur. So I had to take like some fucking horse pills that were like, oh, what was it? It was, like, some kind of, like, prophylactic antibiotic so that, like, if I swallowed it, it wouldn't give me, there's a specific name for this disease where, like, bacteria grow on your heart valves. Now I have to Google it because it's really going to fucking bug me.
Do it.
Endocarditis, bitch. It's that easy. Okay. So I used to have to take these giant fucking horse pill antibiotics so that I wouldn't get endocarditis if I accidentally swallowed fluoride when I was a kid.
Oh.
So that was
But yeah, with the fluoride at the dentist, I like puked it all up immediately afterwards.
Oh, smart. Nice. I should
have. Well, no, it wasn't an on purpose thing.
Oh, I was gonna say,
and I haven't been able to eat cotton candy flavored ice cream or something like that since.
Oh my god, even as a kid, I could never get any of the flavored shit. It had to be mint all the way, or it would make me like gag.
No, after that I stuck with mint. Actually, no, after that I didn't go to the dentist for like 3 or 4 years.
Oh my god.
What can I say? I have some trauma.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Dude, okay, I'm telling you, I have chugged 1.5 now of these drinks, which is the equivalent of 3 shots, so we better get started or else I'm gonna pass out before we get done.
Okay, let's do it. Thanks for listening to our banter. We haven't seen each other in a month, 2 months. It's officially less than 3 weeks until we see each other.
Yes, it is.
It's 20 days as of today. I counted.
Whoop. Okay.
But
I'm really excited.
Anyways, our topic today is one that I am very, 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 very excited for and can guarantee that it'll probably be the longest background section we will ever have.
Yeah, I'm not as excited for it, but I'm supportive about it, so.
Hell yeah. I wore my concert tee and my flower from the show is sitting on my desk right now in support of this episode. So, today we are covering the always lovely, always tall, and always Canadian, Shawn Mendes. Okay, so before we get started into the actual background, I had like a story I wanted to share. Because the reason I literally, you could have like 4 months ago told me I would give a shit about Shawn Mendes and I'd say you were crazy. So there's this like entire story that I have, and it's a very special story, and Ella's not gonna entirely get all of it.
Guaranteed.
But I wanted to read it. I wrote this in advance, and it was great.
Okay.
So here's my Shawn Mendes experience. So during a reading spree in April of 2019, I reread Rock Prodigy by Jules 130 on Wattpad.
I love that book.
It's an incredible book, and it's about a piano prodigy who becomes a rock star with fellow bandmate and absolute babe, Mac. After reading it, I desperately wanted to learn how to play the guitar. I tried to learn back when I was in high school and totally failed. And so I messaged my dad about an acoustic guitar, like if we had one, so I could learn. He told me that I could have his, that was actually my grandpa's. So I was officially like, okay, I am learning guitar. There's nothing holding me back.
Oh, I see.
There's more.
Okay.
Okay. So I started learning guitar, and I wanted to write songs again, something I did back when I was in high school, when this concept of a boy loving a girl who can't be fixed came into my head. And I was thinking, hold on. That's another reference. It's fine. You don't get it. Someone will get it and think it's really funny. Okay. I'm a total nerd. So let's tie in a science aspect and call it The Alchemist. Around this time, I was on, like, a Vamps binge. So I was listening to their first album, which featured the song Oh Cecilia, Breaking My Heart, featuring Shawn Mendes, which is like a remix on a Simon and Garfunkel song.
I love Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a really good song, and I actually listened to the original version. I really liked it, too. Yeah. So at this point, I had listened to just like a bit of his stuff, like mostly like his popular stuff, and the song Roses I had been listening to for a while, and I absolutely loved it. But this made me realize that Shawn Mendes could be something big. That's another song title. I'm going to pause after everyone, and if you get it, it's fine. If you don't, someone will.
Okay.
I had been jamming out to If I Can't Have You, because it had like just came out, and it's a fucking banger. And when the music video came out, I was in stitches.
I get that one.
Yeah.
That's
me. Yeah. I figured I'd put a couple well-known ones in there, but we'll see. So around this time, I started listening to a lot of his music, watching a couple interviews here and there. Not too many interviews, because I, like, didn't want to get too much into his, like, personal life. I watched a couple Q&A videos and read a lot of fan fiction. If I'm being honest, this was probably the most fun part about me liking him and his music. Because it's like, you know, it's that the idea of like you get like into something new and just kind of digging around and exploring what's there, you know, things like that. Anyways, I found this one Q&A video where he talks about the book The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I'm so saying that wrong. I'm sorry, it's a fantastic book by Paulo. You're fantastic. And I was like, whoa, this is a little too much. Because, you know, I had like written the song, or at least like had the concept for the song about it. I hadn't written it yet. And I'm a big believer in signs and all that kind of shit. And so I was like, what the hell? This is crazy. So why not read it? So I did. And this book is like all about signs and good omens and finding your path in life. Which, in combination with Sean being super successful at a young age, set me into a quarter-life crisis about my career and whether or not I wanted to pursue music or science. Around this time was when I knew I wanted to see him live as a graduation present for myself because he was coming to the Sprint Center in like a month, maybe a month and a half. But I didn't know which tickets to get. Do I get 2 fourth-row tickets or 1 VIP ticket that was a little further back? So I was losing my patience and was like, don't be a fool. Which ticket will treat you better?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That one I also get.
There's so many more. It's gonna be awful. So I went with the VIP ticket and was metaphorically standing in front of Shawn Mendes going, you are going to ruin me. I don't understand, but let's see where this goes. This is going down in about mid to early June, so now we're going to jump to early July, somewhere around like July 4th or around the time Senorita was released. I was pretty deep in the Shawn Blur, which is the Shawn Mendes Tumblr fandom, to the point where I had created my own account. So once all the Camila Cabello shit came up, I was like, oh no, honey. There's like a lot going on with that, so I'll get into that later. But I had just finished The Alchemist and was realizing that maybe I needed to stumble upon Shawn Mendes to have this quarter life crisis and realize that you don't know what it's like to be celebrity, and celebrities don't know what it's like to be you, featuring Julia Michaels.
Okay.
Huh?
I don't
That's
get
funny.
that one, but it's
It's a
funny.
song reference from Shawn Mendes' The Album. It's fantastic. I had realized how much I had idealized being a celebrity and being famous, and now the very idea of having absolutely no privacy and having so many strings attached to my relationships makes me queasy. So there's that. Now, flash forward to the week of the concert. This concert was happening about 2 weeks before I was moving 700 miles away from my family for the first time. I hadn't really grappled with it, but one day when I was driving to therapy from work, I was listening to this playlist I have called the Actual Complete Shawn Mendes playlist, which has all of his albums, complete albums on there, including the live ones. And the live version of his song Never Be Alone came on. And I had an actual breakdown in the middle of the highway. I was bawling like a baby. I knew that those weren't three empty words and started believing that maybe Sean entered into my life for a bigger reason than just showing me how much I do not want to be famous. So, going to the actual day of the concert, I was super nervous because I was going alone and have mild, severe social anxiety. It was thinking that I wasn't going to make friends, or that I was going to ask a bad question at the Q&A if I even got called on, or I was going to do something stupid, you know, like basic anxious thoughts. Your anxiety is a fucking liar. So, but my anxiety can go get lost in Japan.
Okay.
Because not only did I end up becoming friends with strangers at this concert, I also got to ask Sean a question at the Q&A and 100% didn't fuck it up. Like, I had to watch the video over and over again. And there's a video of it and it will be posted. And I didn't fuck it up. It was amazing. It was like, it still makes me happy. And it's been almost a month since the actual concert. So I went to my therapist about this, and she was really proud of me and said something along the lines of, Queen, was it even better than it played out in your imagination? And I probably responded with something like, I was the life of the party. It normally isn't in my blood to do something like this, but I
Got
was able to do it because I had you.
that. Oh my God.
It
Oh, it's getting worse because I'm understanding the references now.
only gets worse from here. It's fine. I literally have like four sentences left, and I think they're the worst sentences in the entire thing. And I guess I can only end this by saying that even though Shawn Mendes might have kind of a bad reputation in the music industry right now because of the Camila thing, I'm still just acting like a kid in love, even though he might look at me and say, I don't even know your name. Well, Shawn Mendes, if you ever listen to this, because I know you listen to podcasts, now that we did that Q&A thing, don't remember that. I'm just a regular old señorita, but you have helped me more than you could ever know.
Oh my God.
And that is that on that.
I'm supportive, but I have to tell you.
It's bad. I know it's bad.
Yeah. This is how bad.
Oh my God, dude. She literally drank like half a, I'd say 3/4 of what she had left.
Bro, it's less than you think because it was full.
Oh my.
It's like I have like a sixth of what was in my glass originally.
Mm. Well, if it makes you feel better, I just finished my glass of wine and I'm moving on to my second White Claw of the night. Ain't no loss when you're drinking clouds, baby. Okay, moving on to my actual background. Oh, Shawn Mendes. Full name is Shawn Peter Raul Mendes because his dad is Portuguese. And that's common. He's a Canadian singer, songwriter, and model from Pickering, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He's a Canadian singer, songwriter, and model from Pickering, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Pickering.
Uh-huh. So his birthday is August 8th, 1998. So he just turned 21.
Oh my God. 2 years younger than us?
Yeah, he's younger than my sister.
Oh, I did not know that he was that young. I thought he was like our age.
No, he looks older though, doesn't he?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it's fine. I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird to have a crush on anybody that's like over 20. Like if they're my brother's age, my brother literally just turned 18. That's weird for me.
Technically, they're legal if they're over 18, unless you live in my state, in which case it's 19.
Oh, so he's been legal for you for 2 years now?
A year.
My family calls me a cradle robber or a cougar because I like him.
Well,
I am 22 and a half.
I'm almost 23. Oh my God. It's only 2 months till my birthday.
Oh, hell yeah. I gotta figure out your present.
Not even 2 months. It's like a month and a week. A month and 3 weeks. I did my math backward. I'm drunk. It's fine.
Moving on. So, he started by posting covers on YouTube and Vine back in 2013.
He was on Vine?
Yeah, he was on Vine. You didn't know that?
No. I respect him more now, though.
Yeah, let me get into it. And you might not respect him as much once I really dive deep into this. So the first cover or song that he learned to play on the guitar was The A-Team by Ed Sheeran, which is really fucking hard.
Yeah.
I've tried to learn how to play it. I've been playing for like 3 months.
The picking parts are really difficult.
Uh-huh. Like, I can get the opener, but nothing after that.
Fair.
So after he started on YouTube and moved to Vine, and at this point he joined with this group, you may have heard of them, called MagCon.
Oh boy.
Have you heard of MagCon?
Vaguely.
Well, the MagCon stands for Meet and Greet Convention, and so it was just like a safe way for young fans to meet their favorite Viners. However, all of these Viners, and in Sean's case, YouTuber, turned Viner, were all males between the ages of 15 and 19. And the MagCon team was composed of Nash Greer, better known as the guy who told girls to shave their arms if they want to be attractive.
I'm grimacing right now. I have hairy fucking arms.
I do too, and it's fine. But he is actually engaged, and his fiancée is pregnant, I think.
I hope she has hairy arms.
I mean, she's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. He always had pretty eyes. He was just kind of a douche.
Mm.
So this was also comprised of Cameron Dallas, Matt Espinosa, who is I think he's very funny, Shawn Mendes, Taylor Kaneth, Aaron Carpenter, Carter Reynolds, Jack Johnson, and I know what you're thinking, it's not the banana pancakes guy, and Jack Galinsky. Two Jacks formed a music duo, and they're called Jack and Jack.
I've heard of Jack and Jack.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, what's that one song? Hang on. What's that one song they have? It's like one of their more popular ones, but...
I'm going to sound like an awful person. I was writing my notes today, and I was like, I think I know a Jack and Jack song. Doesn't it go like, when I taste tequila? And I was like, that is not Jack and Jack. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Never mind. Maybe I'm wrong. It was like, I don't know. I think maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Oh, well, it's fine. All you need to know is that Jack and Jack are a music group, and they are not pertinent to Shawn Mendes anymore.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, like, the only real significance of any of the MagCon stuff is that it, like, propelled him into fame, and he, like, toured. He opened for... I think it was for Cameron Dallas. No, that's not right. Austin Mahone! He opened for Austin Mahone. And that's where he met Camila Cabello and Fifth Harmony. But we'll get to that. So, around 2014-ish, he was signed with manager Andrew Gertler and Island Records A&R. Okay. And since then... he has produced the following albums. His first album, Handwritten, was released in 2015, which features the song Stitches, which reached number one in the UK and top 10 in the USA and Canada. The songs Life of the Party, Something Big, Never Be Alone, which is one of my personal faves, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, which was his first collab with Camila Cabello. In 2016, he released his album Illuminate, which featured Treat You Better, There's Nothing Holding Me Back, which reached, both of which actually reached top 10 in several countries. Mercy, Roses, and Bad Reputation. And Roses and Bad Reputation are some of my favorites off this album. And then in 2018, he released the self-titled album Shawn Mendes, which featured In My Blood, which was nominated for Song of the Year at the 61st Grammys, which is pretty impressive, and is about his anxiety. I can't imagine, like, I already struggle with anxiety and being put in the spotlight and having people, like, judge you and criticize you for your every action would just increase that in tenfold.
Yeah.
Okay. I just had a drink of a White Claw, and it went down kind of funky. But it also features the song Nervous, which is my fave music video that he's released. I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
Have you? Oh, my God. It's literally just him playing his guitar in half of it. And then the other half of it, it's, like... some girl running her hands all over him and, like, playing with his hair and stuff.
Okay.
And it's, like, I want to be those hands, but I also don't want to sexualize him because I really just want to be his friend. But at the same time, I can acknowledge, like, he's cute.
I have some bad news about the fic tonight.
What? What? What do you mean?
It's okay. It's not really smutty or anything.
I'm fine with smutty. I don't want to sexualize him, but I have read some Shawn Mendes smut, and there's some good stuff out there. Okay. It also features the songs Where Were You in the Morning, Lost in Japan, Youth featuring Khalid, which is about, it was inspired by, like, shootings and violence. I think he wrote it after the Manchester bombing at Ariana Grande's concert.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the song When You're Ready, which is a personal fave. People think his songs Why and When You're Ready are about Camila Cabello. I will get into that literally in a hot second. But some of his newer singles are If I Can't Have You and Senorita featuring Camila Cabello. And this is just my hot take on the song Senorita. I made a meme on my Shawn Blur. That said, Shawn Mendes has not released one bad song prior to Senorita coming out. And after Senorita came out, I wanted to redo it and say, Shawn Mendes has released one bad song. Just because it's not really my taste.
That's fair.
Like, it's definitely Camila's song, not his. You know?
Yeah. I don't really like that song either, but I do like some of his other stuff, so. And yeah, I can see where it's like, it falls out from, like, what his style normally is.
Yeah. The music video is amazing, though, I will admit. Even though, like, there's literally no actual dancing, it's really hot. And if their goal was to try and, like, break away from the good boy image that he had,
Yeah.
Perfect. It absolutely did it. And now, moving on to the drama. So he's been really open about his anxiety disorder, as seen in the song In My Blood, and has actually been undergoing therapy for that. He's talked about that before in interviews and stuff. I don't know if it's something he's, like, consistently doing, but as someone who has gone to therapy, I can say that, like, if you haven't gone to therapy and you have, like, the slightest idea that you need to, the slightest thought that you should, and or, like, an inkling of, like, is it worth it? It totally is. Absolutely is. And Ellie, you should totally go to therapy.
I really
can't afford it.
I really can't. Actually, well, now that I, like, have a real-life job and I'm still, like, on my mom's nice-ass insurance, I can afford to pay the co-pays and go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, her insurance only covers it for, like, one, like, I think it's, like, 3 times a year or something like that, which, like, honestly, I don't think would do me any good, so.
No. But they're not sponsoring us, but there's this app called Talkspace, and they're, like, online therapy. And it's definitely an entire month of Talkspace is the same as one session of normal therapy.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But, yeah, therapy is really dope. Highly recommend for anybody. I think I only cried, like, twice in therapy. Got close a lot, but it really helps afterwards. Like, I wouldn't have been able, like I said in my intro, no matter how much I try to make it funny, I legitimately would not have been able to go to that concert without the help of my therapist. Okay, moving on. So, his sexuality. Like with all male musicians, there have been rumors about him being gay. And I'm going to let you talk about this after I read this quote. And he said, in response to these rumors, he said, first of all, I'm not gay. Second of all, it shouldn't make a difference if I was or I wasn't. The focus should be on the music and not my sexuality.
That's fair. That's totally valid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, yeah, even if he was, like, that's not, he doesn't want to be focused on as a celebrity. He just wants people to like his music, which I think is honestly, like, I respect him more for that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I get that, too. But part of it is also, in my opinion, like, your sexuality, it matters, but not in him having to come out and say, I'm not gay. The fact that people are questioning it in the first place and not respecting someone's privacy on that front is what makes me really mad.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to, like, force somebody to out themselves that isn't ready to.
Exactly.
That's not cool. And I feel like a lot of celebrities kind of get forced to come out before they're mm-hmm. ready to, just because they're celebrities.
Do you mean Lil Nas X?
Yes.
Yep.
I love him so much.
I do, too. He's fantastic. I've said fantastic, like, 6 times so far.
That's fine.
It's fine. It's fantastic. I don't know. I think that's a really good way to handle it, because there is that. And even though he is in, like, the public light, I don't think that entitles everyone to know every bit about his life. He's not like the Kardashians. That's not what he makes money off of. He makes money off of making music.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. The only other thing that goes with the whole sexuality thing is more of like a homophobia sort of thing that people have brought up. I don't think it's homophobic because I totally understand it. But at a recent Q&A, a fan had asked him to help them come out as bisexual to their parents. And, oh my god, I thought you were going to deep throat the bottle.
No, I was just licking the edge. I'm now out of my Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry vodka, which is sad. It was really good. I don't think they have stores anymore.
I don't think they do. You could probably buy it online. But moving on with the sexuality thing. So he refused to help the fan come out to her parent, or their parents. I don't know their gender identity. But he said no to that request, stating that your parents will love you no matter what, which, like, I think is, like, saying that your parents will love you no matter what can seem like it's coming from a place of ignorance. I mean, on some level it does, but, like,
well,
it's also, I see the good in people, too. And I would want to think that, but at the same time, you also have to recognize that not everybody feels that way.
Yeah, but I don't know. For me, I see it, it's like the less of that specific comment and more like the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was him, like, I don't know, asking other people to help you come out. I mean, I guess it depends on who you're asking. But essentially, he's a total stranger to her and her family, or them and their family. I don't know their gender identity. So, like, you know, if, like, a total stranger came up to me and was like, can you help me come out to my family? I'd be like, no, like, that's something you have to do on your own, you know? Like, that's something that you have to address face-to-face with your own loved ones. I don't think that that is something that you can pull a total stranger into. It's kind of different if it's like, you know, like if you're asking like a really close friend, like, will you come with me or be there for me when I come out to my parents or whatever. But
yeah. And like, I think what got people kind of on edge about it is in the past fans have shown up to Q&As and they've like, you know, did the whole thing of like, hey, I'm making a video right now. This is me coming out to my parents. Would you say something? And they were like, and he said something along the lines of, like, your child is incredible. I love them no matter what. They're very brave for doing this. But, like, that's different than, like, these people are choosing to come out. They're saying, this is my way of coming out to my parents rather than saying, I need your help. Because he's said in the media, he's, like, he's not gay. He doesn't know what it's like to come out. And he doesn't know your parents. He doesn't know your family. He doesn't know what the best way to approach that is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's totally fair.
Yeah. And I know people are going to have, like, different opinions from us on that, but
I mean, yeah.
Coming from someone, Ella, who is straight, and me, who is, I think, mostly straight. But sexuality is confusing.
I mean, I also don't have any experience with coming out, but I have, you know, been there and supported friends who came out to their loved ones. And so I do know a little bit about what it's like to just be there supporting somebody who's coming out, because like that is a really tough time for somebody. But like I said, if a total stranger had asked me, I would have been like, no. Just because like, I don't know. Like it's.
Yeah. No. And that's kind of the thing with like celebrity and fan relationships. Like, you can know, like, we talked about in our 1D episode, we had seen their sonogram pictures.
Yeah, like,
fans, and they have no idea who we are.
Yeah, fans might know everything or think they know everything about a celebrity, but the celebrity has no fucking clue who you are. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
They're not your friend. They're just kind of famous, you know?
Yeah. That's how they're choosing to live their life, and I mean, they don't owe you anything, and that's just my opinion, but I'm also struggled with that for a long time. They don't owe you anything. They are just human beings trying to live their best lives, and they're making a shit ton of money doing it. Okay. Yeah. So I guess that's not really a good segue, but it's going to have to be. Moving on to the Camila Cabello situation.
Oh, boy. You have a lot of opinions on this, and I've prepared myself by downing my fifth shot.
Yeah, and I just want to start this by saying, like, I personally don't like Camila Cabello as a music artist. I'm sure she's great as a person, and it has absolutely nothing to do with her, like, collabing with Sean. I have been following, like, I watched The X Factor the season that she auditioned and Fifth Harmony was formed, and I didn't like her voice then. I've kind of, like, grown used to it, you know, like, I can appreciate it in some ways, but it's not my style. You know, like, I definitely thought in Fifth Harmony, I thought there were other people who I thought were better singers, like, Normani was, and still is, incredible. Same with Lauren, and, you know, just that kind of whole different thing. I don't think we'll ever cover an episode about Fifth Harmony, but if we get there, we get there. But yeah, I just, her voice works for some things, it's just not my favorite. It kind of sounds babyish, and that's not really my style. Plus, she's a performer, not a musician, and as I've gotten older, I've grown to appreciate musicians over performers. I'm still gonna... You look so drunk right now.
Me?
Yeah. You, just the way your face looked.
Well, that's because I am drunk.
Yeah.
And I'm texting my work friends about penis burritos.
I'm sorry, did you just say penis burritos?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Did I tell you about the penis burritos we got?
No!
To clarify for everyone, once again, I am a nurse, so this is fine. We got these things on our unit called penis burritos. Well, they're not actually called penis burritos, but none of us actually know what the real name for them are, so we just call them penis burritos. Basically, they just burrito around a penis to catch all the pee from incontinent men. So anyway, we're talking.
Thing I've ever heard.
We're talking about penis burritos, and then somehow it transitioned to Chipotle. Oh,
Chipotle is live.
Yeah. So now we're just talking about normal burritos. But like, okay, one of my work friends was like saying she was like now she was craving Chipotle or whatever since we were talking about penis burritos, and then another one of my friends goes, you're craving a burrito or a penis burrito, because I could probably hook you up with a penis burrito. Know some people.
And if you have the right kind of connections or a mobile phone, an actual penis.
Well, yes, but anyway, that's just
Dude,
my
white these white claws are making me burp.
Yeah, I'm kind of burpy because of the tonic water. And also, I've been real gassy. Yeah. Wow.
I am no lady.
Wait. No, I can't do it. I think I have to poop, and I'm afraid.
I think I have to poop, and I'm afraid. Put that on a t-shirt. No, put that on sweatpants on the butt.
Dude,
that's some real juicy couture right there. Ah, finished. Do you need to make another one?
No, I'm out of vodka.
Oh, never mind then. So are you just kind of chilling, or are you gonna get a beer?
I might get a beer, but like once we start.
Once we start your section, I'm gonna get another glass of wine.
Yeah, I might try and go poop.
That's fine. I gotta clean out my popcorn bowl or my cutter foam bowl.
Okay.
I feel like I should move on.
Yes.
Okay, so there have been rumors of attraction between Sean and Camila since I Know What You Did Last Summer. They toured together in 2014 with Austin Mahone. I said that wrong. Austin Mahone. I think I said it wrong earlier too. I think I said Austin Mahomes. Which
you is said, but like that's only because you really love the Chiefs and me too.
I love Patrick Mahomes. I'm a Mahomey. It's fine.
Same.
But yeah, they toured together when she was in Fifth Harmony and he was with Austin Mahone as a friend.
I knew what you meant, so it's fine.
Yep, we're gonna get called out on it, but it's fine. There are worse things to be called out on than mispronouncing Austin Mahone's name.
Fair.
Oh my god, what if he toured with Patrick Mahomes?
Bro, Patrick Mahomes is, like, real cute, too. Like, he's adorable. He is.
And his girlfriend is absolutely beautiful. I hope they get married.
I don't know what she looks like because I just don't. But anyways.
Oh, she's, like, an Instagram fitness... I don't think she's a fitness model. She's a fitness influencer, and she's absolutely gorgeous. And I saw like this ESPN video or something of their home, and it's beautiful.
Nice.
Okay, but Sean and Camila, not Patrick Mahomes and his girlfriend Brittany, admitted crushes for each other during an interview back when I Know What You Did Last Summer was released. I couldn't find the link to that. It was just something I like read on Tumblr, and I was like, that's spicy. But these rumors died down about their attraction or their crushes until Senorita came out. And this was kind of controversial because Camila had a boyfriend at the time that Senorita was released. And then literally like a day or two after it was released, people were like, oh, look, she's single again. So, but Senorita was a big deal because it's a super steamy music video. There's like, I was on the Sean Blur as it dropped, and there's this like part in the music video where she like jumps up and he carries her and then like rams her into a wall.
Jesus Christ.
Which is like some people, i.e. me, if I was 100 pounds thinner, that's my fantasy. But, you know.
If you were 100 pounds thinner, you'd be underweight.
That is very true.
BMI-wise.
Yeah. And it's fine. My body is great the way it is.
Currently, according to my BMI, I am morbidly obese, but I think not true.
Same.
I'm big boned and I have a lot of muscle. I'm an athlete and I'm also kind of fat. It's fine.
I'm fat. I'm fine with it. But I do also have like a shit ton of muscle because I worked out a lot in high school. Yeah. And like built up thigh muscle that really never went away.
Feel that at being a pitcher in softball.
And but, I, like,
those are ginormous.
I like, okay. I saw, you know how we did those trips in high school? And I think it was my junior year, the choir went to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We had one formal dinner, and one of my roommates that I roomed with on that trip posted a picture, or, like, got, like, one of those, like, Facebook memory pictures yeah. of our room at an event. I was so thin. And I hated myself back then. I thought I was too fat and thought I was ugly. And I was like, you were really cute. I'm still really cute.
I know. I think about that when I see myself, like, pictures of me in, like, middle school or whatever. Like, I wasn't overweight then, but I always have seen myself as being overweight.
And that's what bullying does to you. That's trauma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could name drop a few bullies, but I won't.
Did you know at one point I was a bully? I was so insecure that I became the thing I hated most.
It sounds like a bad YA movie trailer, but...
I know. Welcome to YA, Bonnie's horror story.
No, I don't think... I mean, I've always been kind of a bitch, like, let's be real, but I don't think I've ever, like, truly bullied anyone. Unless you count my brother, but I think that's just me being a dick of an older sister.
No, I truly did bully this one kid. And it was really bad, and I think I bullied him because... I don't know why, actually. It was literally, like, absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
And I feel awful about it. It makes me sick to think about it to this day.
I was mostly just bullied, like, 4th through 6th grade. And then, like, middle school.
Yeah. I think that's where my fear of dating comes from.
Yeah, probably.
I got bullied by a boy I had a crush on for, like, 8 years.
Yeah. I don't know. The boy that I had a crush on... He never really bullied me. It was the other boys in my neighborhood. He played wiffle ball with me, and it was fun. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if he ever listens to this, then he'll definitely know it's him I'm talking about, but it's fine.
It's fine. I have a feeling nobody we know will actually listen to this.
Yeah, probably
not. But I'm fine with that.
Actually,
Gabby?
I'm going to call out Gabby because she told me she'd listen to it if I told her when we dropped our episodes, so...
I might be able to get my friend Jenny, the one who I made friends with at the Shawn Mendes concert, to listen to it.
Yeah. So, Jenny, if you're out there, I love you. Thank you for being a fan. Even if you're not, you're just listening to this because you're a good friend.
She's not a fanfic fanatic. She's an Ella fanatic.
Aww.
Elephant addict.
I love Gabby.
Okay, I feel like I should move on. So, okay. Around the time the video was announced, as I said, Camila and her boyfriend of 18 months split, or hinted at a split, when it dropped. Since then, numerous photos have dropped of Sean and Camila holding hands, getting brunch, kissing, or, at the time that I wrote this, not actually, because the photos are, like, of them, quote-unquote, kissing, are, like, her kissing her chin, or, like, his arm is in the way so you can't see anything, and so you don't actually know what's going down. And this leads into some opinions that the relationship, that they have not verified, is a PR stunt. And this is not just, like, a fan theory. This has been called out by anyone ranging from, like, Cosmopolitan to Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams called them out?
Uh-huh.
Legend.
You know who else called them out?
Hmm.
Pornhub.
Well, oh, yeah, I remember that tweet.
Oh, that was the funniest.
That was hilarious.
Funniest
tweet I've ever seen. Like, I don't even give a shit about their relationship, to be honest, but, like, that Pornhub tweet was funny as fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so I have no pictures for you to look at. I think there will be pictures on the actual blog, but here we go. So, here's the start of it. So if Camila and Sean are a real couple, they've been friends for a really long time, and in my fanfic YA loving heart, that's a really good meet cute. And like, if it's actually real and like the feelings are totally genuine, then that's amazing. Like, that's been my dream, to fall in love with someone I'm friends with for the longest time. So you do you, boo. However, speculations to when they got together arose. Mm-hmm. Because it was really revealed that I think that the Senorita video was made, I think, around 10 months before it was actually released.
Mm-hmm.
Which was when she was still dating Matthew.
Is that her?
Oh, that was her 18-month boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was just some other stuff going on because, you know, they wrote the song together. Or so they want you to think. Because it actually, I think I've already told you this, but I don't know. We haven't talked about this yet. But it actually took 18 months and, or no, 15 months. Sorry, 15 months and 8 people to write the song Senorita.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. And then my first thought was, that seems like a lot of people and a lot of time for such a mediocre song.
Which, like, makes me wish that it had more depth to it. But, yeah, so, you know, people were speculating, like, it took this long to write this song. Sean and Camila are saying it took anywhere between 8 to 10 months to write the song, which is when she was dating her boyfriend. And so that leads to speculations and rumors that it might have made, she might be a cheater and he was the cheated with. You know,
other man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, before I get into the PR stuff, I just wanted to make it clear, if they are actually together, that's awesome for them, so long as it's a healthy relationship. We only want to promote healthy relationships, but it's just my personal opinion. I think it's PR, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes in the industry. Yeah, so moving forward. All this info I'm about to spew at you comes from a Tumblr blog called A Shot of Blues. And I had no idea who they were until they started posting all this information on the Shambler about, like, you know, PR and PR relationships. Because this person works in PR in the music industry, which is really cool. So the signs, if it is PR, is the now iconic cactus photo, which is a picture of them supposedly kissing, but you can't tell because there's a cactus where their faces meet. And it looks like she's, like, kissing, or it looks like, if it were to be real, because she's really short and he's really tall, that he was kissing her forehead, if at all, but it didn't make sense. Next, the photos of them were released in a specific order, to make it seem like, you know, they had sex and then she left his apartment. Although there is fan speculation that she did cocaine in his apartment, which is...
What now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just fan speculation. And this was a while ago, but this blog posted all the signs of, like, yeah, this is what you do after you've snorted cocaine. You know, it's like trying to keep your head back to try to keep it all in, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the pictures were released in a specific order. So there was, like, a picture of, you know, him, like, the cactus photo, and then him walking her to a car or away from a car, and then a photo of him shirtless on a balcony. And they were, like, released to imply that, like, he was shirtless on the balcony and she was inside. And, like, you know, she was led away after they had done the deed or gotten, done some clowning around. And, that's just not true. That's, like, that's not the order that the photos were released. Like, that's not the order the photos were taken in. Like, she walked out to the car first, and then, or the cactus photo was taken, then she went to her car, and then he went up to his room, took his shirt off, and then the person who was delivering his outfit for the 4th of July party the next day came by. Which kind of leads me into the next thing, which is the white party on the 4th of July. The focus on them, was it the party? Or, nope, the focus... I'm not drunk and I'm not tipsy. I'm at some, like, weird before tipsy stage where my brain isn't functioning.
The longer you talk background, the more drunk I get. Just so you know.
I will try and make it quicker. I will try and make it quicker. So the focus on, at the white party was on them, but there was no focus on other big people there. And someone even, I think it was a model, said something out about, like, this whole party was so fake. It was just, you know, staged. There's also some interviews where the friendship doesn't seem as genuine as they play it off to be. Meaning, like, Camille is like, oh, yeah, we hang out all the time. And Sean only answers questions about her when asked about them. It's like he doesn't bring her up, but she, like, tries to get in his spotlight all the time. There's also some Pat pics in L.A. that were, like, the more recent ones where Camila and Sean are both looking directly at the camera, which is kind of a sign that, like, the Paps were hired because the Paps don't just show up. They're always called. It also has the same poses that he had when he was supposedly seeing Hailey Baldwin slash Bieber. There's also the kissing pic I already mentioned where she's kissing his chin, the kissing video, which has disinterested body language. You can't see the lips touch. And also the fact that the account that posted the video was shut down immediately after, or like immediately blocked after it was posted.
Okay.
Yeah. So since I wrote these notes, there's some updates. She went to his concert in Miami wearing all white, and think of it, it's like an entirely black concert venue and she's wearing all white. And so she stands out in a balcony. And the focus was on her the entire show, which kind of pisses me off because, like, it's his concert. And I should know he puts on an amazing show. And it was all on her. But anyways, after those peaks, or after that video leaked, there were some pics found at the hotel pool he was staying at where they made out. But they supposedly only went to the pool for an hour. Which, like, if you're in Miami in the summer, you don't go to the pool for just an hour.
Well... You do if you're rich and have access to pools all the time.
That's fair. Yeah. But
I never had access to a pool or anything growing up. So, like, when my mom would take us to the pool or the lake or whatever, we would go for, like, 5-6 hours at a time. But then, like, living in an apartment where I had access to the pool, I'd only go over there for, like, an hour at a time. I mean, that's, I don't fair. Live in Miami or nothing, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, there was also, like, the photos that leaked. Sean looked like he wanted to die. At least that's what a shot of blue said. And it's, like, that could be partially, like, either hungover or, you know, like, I'm with my girlfriend and people are taking pictures of me. Why are they? I don't want them to take pictures of me. Or I can't believe I'm doing this PR stunt. I just want to be left alone, you know? And there's... Yeah, it could. There's also a video of the Paps that are, like, supposed to be taking pictures of them saying that Sean was missing a lot of very sexy photo ops. So there's that. Most recently, he was in New York City for his birthday, and there were literally pics that were staged to make it look like they were together all weekend, even though they, like, got pictures of her and his, I don't know if it was his manager or just a friend, like, walking through the streets of New York. And then they posted a picture of Sean with fans and the same friend. And the friend is wearing the same outfit. And that makes it look like him and Camila are walking together, but they were actually taken on different days. They also made out in front of the cameras at his birthday party, but they actually weren't around each other that much at the birthday party. That could possibly be, like, you know, it's his birthday, he's the host. He's got to say hi to everyone, kind of like at a wedding where you, like, got to say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
But who knows? And I think the last most important, like, PR thing that people think is PR is that fans found out that they weren't actually staying at the same hotel while they were in New York City. And so his team got footage of him moving his luggage to her hotel, even though she had already left the city.
Huh.
Yeah.
That just seems super weird. I don't know if I take that as, like, a PR thing or what. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird.
Well, it's like they have to validate it. They're trying to validate it and be like, yeah, they're actually together, so we'll just do this to, like, show you guys that it's real. But the last thing about their entire relationship is it's super beneficial for her, but it's kind of hurting him. He has kind of a bad reputation in the music industry now and in the PR world. Because of it, but this is my hot take. I'm wondering if it could be intentional.
Why would it be?
Do you remember One Direction, how they always said all the time, this isn't the music I want to make? And then as soon as they all split off into individual groups, away from the publicity and their management team, they all got to do their own style of music.
Right.
I'm wondering if he's trying to go for the same thing, where he's trying to get out of the pop industry and move more into a style that's his own. Like, he really likes John Mayer, but a lot of John Mayer's stuff isn't as popular anymore. Like, it's not as pop music. It's definitely more folksy, and he's kind of explored the more pop music realm.
I mean, I don't know why you would want to tank your career, though, for that. Because, like, to me, it seems like you'd have a better chance of being able to create your own music and do what you want to do if you were famous enough first.
Well, then I pose this question to you. Did Harry Styles dating Taylor Swift or Kendall Jenner hurt or help his career?
To be honest, I don't think they did shit, because I don't think anybody actually gave a shit.
Exactly. So it's like, I think it's just more of a method of breaking away from this image that he had of being the good boy in the music world. But I don't know. I equated it. He's friends with Niall Horan. So I kind of equated it to Niall. Like, Niall definitely has made more folksy music since he's gone solo.
Yeah. And
it almost makes me wonder if he's trying to go for the same thing where he can, you know, make music that is his own rather than the music his label wants him to make.
That's fair, I guess. I don't know. I don't really understand all that shit, like, PR-wise or, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. But the last thing on everything is just, like, the timing is too perfect for them to get into a relationship with, like, Senorita. There's been hints at a clothing collaboration with Guess. It's just, and like the VMAs performance is coming up, or I guess it'll have already happened by the time this airs. It's like too coincidental. I'm calling it now that they're gonna kiss at the VMAs performance, because that's what Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor did to make it look like they were in a relationship. So that's just my call. However, nobody can be sure except the two of them and their labels and their teams. And it's not fair morally. It's not morally right to harass either of them about it. No matter, like, what your opinion on it is, they're still, like, they're just people. This is the only life they get.
Right.
Depending on what your beliefs are about that. And this is how they're choosing to live it. And you can't change that. And whether it's for real or for not, you just gotta accept it and let it be.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing you can hope is that if it is real or if it is fake, it is healthy if it is real, and if it is fake, they are both staying healthy and taking care of their mental health, because fans are actually really concerned about Sean right now, worrying about his mental health. But I literally worry about all the celebrities I care about and their mental health all the time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the perfect segue into my fic tonight. So.
Oh, I wanted to talk about my concert really quick.
Okay, talk about it.
Okay, so I went to see Shawn Mendes about a month ago. And so I went to the QA and I asked him technically three questions. So I asked him first, are you actually asking me? Are you saying I can ask you a question? And then I asked him how he was doing. He said he was good, really good. And then I asked him if he listens to podcasts, and it turns out he listens to Armchair Expert. And if he ends up listening to this one, like, hi, I'm a fan. I was going to say I'm a big fan, but like, I really just admire your music. I think he's a really interesting person. I would love to get to know him as a human being, because I think he's lived kind of a cool life. And I like really admire his like take on like mental health and stuff like that. I also think he's incredibly talented. I definitely cried at his concert. He played Never Be Alone and I wasn't expecting it. And I just like bawled like a baby. And he's one of the musicians that looks really happy when they're performing, which I totally admire. Like, you know, there's the kind of thing. I wrote bridegroom comparison and I couldn't figure out what I wrote for a second, but you know the thing in weddings where people turn to look at the bride as she's walking down the aisle, but some people look at the groom to see his face as she is coming down? Yeah, so I had that moment at the concert where, like, you know, there's parts in the song where he like raises his mic and wants the fans to sing it for him. And instead of me singing along with that, I was just looking at his face and, like, realizing how happy he was to realize, like, his fans were singing his lyrics back to him. Like, words that he wrote.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was really cool. And this is something I didn't write down, but I also totally forgot that, like, one thing when you're looking at the music industry, it's really important to realize that, like, your artist didn't write the song on their own, and it might not even be, like, if you love a song, it might not even be from, like, their personal experience.
Right.
It could be someone else's experience, and they just happen to be a co-author on it.
Yeah.
Just take that for what it's worth, take it in whatever context you want. But that is that on that.
Okay, before we get to my part, I have to, Michelle, if you're listening, break the seal. Nice. So I'm going to go do that, and then I will kind of explain my fic to Vaughn, and then I will read it to her.
Okay, I'm going to clean off my bed so I can just flop after this and go get more wine.
It's a full moon.
It is a full moon, and my horoscope told me this would be a good time for me.
Yeah, in the nursing world, the full moon is the worst night ever.
Why?
Because that's when... Baby, get off the screen! Thank you. Sorry. Anyway, full moon is when people go nuts.
Oh, right.
Medically, I have no idea the correlation, but that thank you. Sorry. Do I need to close the window? Bitch. Okay. Anyway, so.
I had a bitch.
Yeah, I did.
Incredible.
Okay, so before I talk about the fic that I'm going to read tonight, I do want to give a honorable mention to one of my my favorite fic that I read when I was searching for a fic. I didn't read this fic, though, tonight because, one, it's 5,600 words.
Ugh.
And I knew Bond's background was going to be incredibly long.
Yep. We're recording at 1:20 right now. We haven't even started. It's 11 o'clock at night for me.
It's 10 for me, but it's still, I'm hitting 17 hours of being awake right now, so.
Hell yeah, killing it.
But anyway, this fic is, I also didn't read it because it has, I mean, I think it's really good.
Very good. She sent it to me and I read it and it's real good.
I'm not even really a Shawn Mendes fan, but like, I personally almost cried at the end of it. So, anyway, this thing...
It made him look like such a douche.
I know. But this thing is called Broken Glass, and it's by Tumblr user Chill Michelle, all one word, C-H-I-L-L, Michelle. Exactly how you think Michelle is spelled. Mm-hmm. So, it's really good. I recommend it. I just didn't read it because of length and because neither Bonnie and I really feel like breaking down into tears while we're doing this podcast.
It'll happen eventually, just not tonight.
Yeah. 5 shots in, 17 hours awake. I think I would have lost it about halfway through even.
Yep. Also, I just want to point out, I've read this fic, and this YN fits me to a T.
Yeah, it does. That is why I was going to pick it and read it for her, because it's
kind of scary, honestly.
The character that is YN is, like, literally Bonnie. So,
like, what does she do? She, like, she's studying chemistry. What else did she do? I can't remember. I wrote it down. Let me check.
So.
Oh. She was watching The Haunting of Hill House. She has multiple plants. She drinks a shit ton of tea. She has multiple pens for studying. I literally made myself my own pen bag because none of them were good enough. And Kindle. She reads books on her Kindle, which is like the only way I read books anymore, which is really sad.
But yeah, it's pretty much Bonnie. So
yeah, it's weird.
It's yeah. So I highly recommend reading Broken Glass by Chill Michelle. But tonight I will be reading a fic called Because I Know You by Tumblr user Softboy Sean. All in
is
words.
That like a play on words with like because I like his song Because I Had You?
Maybe. I didn't.
Maybe. Possibly.
It could be. This one is by, yeah, like I said, it's by Tumblr user Softboy Sean. I will warn you, though, so the reason why your kind of background segued into this pretty fantastically was because you talked about mental health and how Sean kind of addresses that in some of his songs and,
mm-hmm.
like, personally knows what it's like to have mental health issues. So this one is kind of anxiety. They talk about his anxiety. So just a warning, like it's
like not, a trigger warning.
Yeah, it's nothing really,
or a content warning. Content warning. That's it.
Yeah, it's nothing too terrible though, in my opinion. As someone with anxiety, but yeah. Okay.
Go for it. Hit me.
Wait. B. Stop scratching my fucking chair.
Which one?
Get out. My new one. This one that my aunt got me.
Cat. Why the fuck?
I don't know. You can cut that part out. I'm sorry.
You're going to be editing this, dude. I start classes in 4 days.
Here goes the fic.
Hit me with it.
Midnight. The door to your hotel room opens. The soft light from the hall floods the room, momentarily bathing everything in a warm yellow glow. The door clicks closed. A figure makes its way to the bed and sinks its weight into the end of it. Sean's familiar scent fills your nose as he crawls closer, form looming over yours. It's gonna be a heavy night.
God damn it.
A soft...
I want to know what he smells like. I feel like such a wimp, but it's like, you know, I have that vision of, like, what my perfect man smells like, and I just attribute that to every single guy.
My mandel.
Oh. Okay.
I need to spray BB.
Take care of your cat.
I may continue.
It's fine. I literally just... I'm kind of in, a sour mood now because I just got a notification. I have, notifications turned on for when Shawn Mendes posts on Instagram because I'm a whore. And he just posted on his story, and it's, the YouTube video for the Senorita rehearsals, and I'm like, stop trying to milk Senorita. Just release a better song. I've had two glasses of wine and two White Claws at this point, guys. I'm so sorry if I'm getting mean. It happens.
Okay. I'm going to continue with my story.
Please do. It was midnight and Sean just dropped into my bed. Got it.
A soft sniff and Sean's head lands on your chest. His arms wrap around your back and he just continues to snuffle quietly. If you reach down now and touch his soft cheeks, they'll probably be wet. They always were.
Why?
He's crying.
What the fuck? Why?
Anxiety.
Oh my god. Fuck anxiety. Also, for anyone with anxiety, your anxiety is a fucking liar. You are fantastic. Continue.
He never liked to talk much when he was in this mood. He just needed someone familiar, soft, and trusted. He needed you because no one knows him like you do, and he knows that. Anxiety, panic, and worry. They plague Sean in the worst way. They poison his soft heart, make his eyes dull, and his smile nowhere to be seen. He's too young to be plagued the way a man in his later years would feel after a lifetime of mistakes and hurt. Sean was only 20, and you wish you could take it all away.
Oh my god.
People say he's mature, wise, and thoughtful for his age, but they don't ask why. They don't ask how he got to be so appreciative of his life, his family, and his friends. They never wonder why he looks at things in perspective every second of every day. It's because he sits up worrying about how he comes off to people, how he presents himself in every situation. Sorry.
You're good. I just finished my glass of wine.
He worries he's not good enough, that he isn't doing enough for himself and everyone around him. He gets himself worked up until he's crying, convinced he doesn't deserve this. It kills him, and you wish you could take it all away, but the most you can do is hold him and play with his hair until he calms down and encourage him in whatever natural healing venture he was into next.
Stop. I want to play with his hair. I think we said this in a previous episode. I don't know if I cut it out.
Two previous episodes.
The fingers in the hair.
Bonnie,
I'm really into that. And it's like, I literally just moved to a new city and I'm like looking at guys. And the first thing I look at is A, their eyes, because I'm a sucker for really pretty eyes. I was going to say I'm a sucker for blue eyes, but like lots of eyes are pretty and Sean has brown eyes, so whatever. But the second is their hair. I fucking love hair. And none of the guys I've seen have really awesome hair. Or if they do, they're like 18 years old and moving out of campus with their moms. So.
Yep.
And I'm not that kind of, I'm not that freaky.
All right, you ready?
I hope so.
It's a particularly bad night, and you knew it would be. He hadn't been performing for nearly a week, and you know that means he's been in his own head. Sean needed distraction. He needed to perform, to write music, play music, talk, hang out with people. Because when he was alone, his thoughts would go crazy. They would convince him of the worst untruths, and he had no one to run to when he was all alone. But on tour, he has you, and you're willing to sacrifice everything for him because you love him so much it physically hurts, and you have since you met him. He knows this, you know this, but you would never ever make the first move. Oh. It's the anxiety again, you say softly, voice low and calm. He likes when you talk like this, says it reminds him of home. He rubs his cheek against you, a soft sigh escaping his lips, and you lay your hand on his back. I know, bud, I know.
Oh my god, I call him... Is it Bud or Bub?
Bud.
I prefer Bub, but keep going.
Sorry?
It's fine. It's more of a... The entire, like, Sean Blair calls him Bubs or Bubba.
Maybe
or
they...
Like, baby meant, boy.
Maybe they meant Bub, but it was a typo or something. I don't know.
It's fine. Bud works, too. I call everyone Bud. It happens. Move on. I'm getting kind of dizzy.
Sorry, I'm getting tired. Okay. Your other hand goes to his hair and he relaxes just a bit, body getting just a hint looser. Do you want to talk about it? He shakes his head. Would you like me to talk about something? A nod. Well, I got that recording you sent me last week. I love the piano piece. You're really getting good. You run your hand over his head and scratch gently with your short nails down to the base of his neck. It felt very romantic, like a song used in a wedding. Sean hums. He rubs his nose against your shirt and you're sure he left a snot trail. Oh, well, the shirt was washable.
Well, that's sexy. What?
Is that a song you want to record? He nods. Maybe we could work on lyrics together. You would like that, right? He nods. I'm not very good at it, but I like when you smile when I give you some cheesy lines. You cup his cheek with your palm, and he smiles into your hand. You're getting through to him, pushing the fog of anxiety away and revealing the real Sean, the giggly, bright-eyed man you loved. You have the best smile in the world. No, he grunts and raises... Your eyebrow, he grunts, and you raise your eyebrows. Words so soon into this night. You're shocked. Sean shifts, turning so his other cheek is lying against you. Oh, yes, you do. I know you. You're just bashful. No. Yes, stop disagreeing. A grunt. But you won't say it to my face. Sean shifts again, this time pushing himself up on his arms and coming face to face with you. The room is dark, pitch black with the darkening curtains on the window to your right. You can't see him, but you can feel his breath, warm, damp, ghosting over your nose and lips.
Ooh, it's spicy.
My smile is not the best in the world, he says, and his lips are nearly touching yours.
Okay, he can shut the fuck up. He has an amazing smile. I don't think he knows it, but Shawn Mendes is a great smile. This might just be me being, like, tipsy, but...
Probably.
He has a beautiful smile, and so does Niall Horan.
Oh my god. His voice is low, rough, a little scratchy, a bit strained from yesterday's performance after a week without use. The combination of the two have your stomach aching, heart combusting, brain on meltdown mode. Was this the move you had both been waiting for? But it is. But it's not. The tension is palpable as he remains so close to you and you can feel his lips against yours. Sean, you're too close. Can I tell you a secret? What? I didn't come in here because I was anxious about the usual stuff. You wait for him to continue.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it implied that we're in a relationship in this or that I'm just like on tour with him?
You're just on tour with him. You're like an assistant,
a friend,
a crew member or a friend or something.
But like we've been like flirting the entire time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm back. I gotcha.
Okay. I didn't come in here because I was anxious about the usual stuff. You wait for him to continue before you say anything. This was... sorry.
There you go. You're good. We're so close.
This was it. Your heart is in your throat, suffocating you into silence. I came because I wanted to do something. Why did you act like you were anxious then? I didn't think you'd let me stay long enough for me to get my courage up if I didn't.
Shut up.
What are you... You fall silent as his lips press against yours.
No!
wraps up and threads into his thick mass of unruly curls. His kiss is soft, sweet, and undemanding. He tastes like strawberry chapstick, and when he pulls back and when he pull, he tastes like strawberry chapstick when he pulls back and you lick your lips. You just, it's been a long time coming. I just needed to know. I'll go now. He sits back and him start to crawl off the bed. I'm so sorry. You sit up and scramble blindly for him. He's already off the bed and you end up falling face first to the floor as you reach for him.
Oh my god.
The light overhead, the light overhead comes to life and blinds you. Sean? Sean appears around the end of the bed. Are you okay? I'm fine. You get yourself up with one arm on the bed for leverage. Why did you kiss me with the lights off? You're such a chicken shit. You grab his shirt and tug him down for a kiss. Your teeth clack against his and he moans softly into your mouth, arms coming around to pick you up. He lifts you up, supporting you while you kiss him like he should be kissed.
Oh my God.
Like all of your love was coming out at this moment and pouring into him, begging him to understand, to feel the way you did.
There's so many Shawn Mendes song references in here. I don't think you get it. It's fantastic.
He breaks the kiss after a moment, rolling his forehead against yours, eyes half closed in bliss. You know he feels the same. That's what I've wanted for so long. I know. How could you? Your heart, you smile, heart swelling with joy as he smiles back with that beautiful smile of his. It's the first thing about him that you fell in love with, because I know you. That's it.
Oh my god. Well, you can't see me right now because I'm a puddle on the fucking floor. My god. Stop. I love Shawn Mendes fanfics. He's the purest little puppy and I love it.
It's anxiety. It's also a little scandal.
Borderline smutty.
Borderline, but not really. It's
not
just,
really.
They just kiss. Like, that's
it's like
not,
pre-smut.
I don't consider that like smut.
It's like, it's definitely pre-smut. It's definitely angst, definitely fluff, and I always love a good fluff.
I should send you the one fic I read that was, like, full-on, like, implied slut, and it was, like, but it was, like, public.
Like, in public?
Like, okay, like, the premise of it was, like, you're, like, an assistant on set during, like, the shooting of one of Sean's, like, music videos or whatever. And, like, the girl that was supposed to come to be his opposite didn't show up.
I've read that one.
Yeah, and you and Sean.
I've actually read it.
Whatever. And then, like, like, you, because he sees, like, chemistry, so he's like, you fill in. And then you guys end up, like, making out. Yeah, and then, like, they yell cut, but you guys, like, don't stop.
Keep go in.
And then they're like, because
I've read that one.
Off and everything.
It's such a good one. There's so many good Shawn Mendes fanfics out there. Like, my favorite one is, like, an alternate universe one, where it's, like, Shawn Mendes has a twin. And so his Shawn Mendes loves this girl, but his twin brother is dating this girl. And it's the cutest thing. It's not finished yet. That one's by Smaller Infinities. It's called Seeing Double. It's my favorite one. So good. So, so, so good.
But anyway. Ugh. Yeah.
That was a good one. Did you know the only fan... So, I've literally written two fan fiction pieces in my entire life. Or technically three. I've written about two different groups in my entire life. So one was Spider-Man. I wrote like an entire anthology series. I got a pretty decent way through of like a Spider-Man concept of like Spider-Man becomes Spider-Man in the future and he's divorced from his wife and meets Mary Jane sort of thing. But this one is like, I've also written Shawn Mendes and I wrote one called Therapy inspired by the song Therapy by All Time Low. About anxiety. So it's really cool that you actually chose one about his anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, I don't know what all this... Like, I did catch a couple references to songs in there, but, like, I don't know what they all were, and I was assuming you would get more than me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I picked it because of the... It addresses mental health, but then it's also kind of, like, romantic and smutty, but...
Yeah.
Funny, but, you know, I figured...
Yeah, no. Yeah. The big one I caught was, it's like, I can't see with the lights off. You're trying to, something with the lights off, I think you said.
Well, she said, why did you kiss me with the lights off?
Yeah, so Shawn Mendes literally has a song from his Illuminate album called Lights On. And the chorus starts out with, like, I want to love you with the lights on. Keep you up all night long. Darling, I want to see every inch of you. Get lost in the way you move. I could probably recite every lyric. I love Shawn Mendes' lyrics. I think they're beautiful. Except for, I love it when you call me Senorita. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But that's just me being salty.
Fair.
But the rest of them, I absolutely love them. Like, Understand. I think you listen to that song, too, and you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also has this song, Hold On. And it's like, he has some lyrics in it. It's like, my dad says, Sean, stay with me. Everything will be all right. I know I haven't seen you lately, but you're always on my mind. And I listened to that, like, a couple days ago. And I've been away from my family for, like, 2 weeks. And I was, if you sub it in, you could, if you sub in Bond for Sean, it still works. And so I sing that, and I start to cry every single time. Every time. Like, without fail.
I can't believe you sub your name for Shawn Mendes lyrics. That's great.
It's really embarrassing, but it's like, it is like that kind of, it's kind of comforting, you know, to realize like, my dad never actually said that to me, but the idea of like my family always thinking about me when I'm 700 miles away really means a lot to me. And again, it kind of goes back to the whole thing of like, I think I discovered Shawn Mendes for something greater than just me having an existential crisis.
Yeah.
But who's to say?
All right. Definitely not me. As much as I would love to continue this episode, I've been up for too many hours now.
Oh, no, it's 11:15 here. I'm going to have to be up very soon.
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
I'm 17 and a half hours in.
And wait, she's still awake.
I don't know how, honestly, after five shots, I thought I'd pass out before I hit the end of that story.
I did too. I don't know how you made it.
Because vodka doesn't get me drunk till I stand up.
And you only stood up to go to the bathroom.
Yep. Then I sat down and now I don't feel it anymore.
And you're gonna feel it once you stand back up, and you're probably gonna black out and pass out, but at least you're right by your futon.
No, I'll probably stand up and then I'll probably make it to my bed and then I'll pass out. I don't think I'll black out though. I've never blacked out. 10 tequila shots and I didn't even black out. I didn't even puke.
Holy shit, was that on your birthday?
Yeah.
Which one? Was it your 21st or your 22nd?
I think 22nd.
Okay. Yeah,
2nd. I did 10 tequila shots on my 22nd birthday.
I remember that one. I almost threw up.
I didn't throw up. I had the hangover shits the next morning, but I didn't throw up.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
I'm never doing so. 10. Tequila in one night ever again, though.
I will probably end up doing it on my birthday again. Actually, I don't think I haven't been drunk on my birthday in a really long time. Like, even on my birthday last year, I was just kind of hanging out, because I bought 2 bottles of wine, and they were both kind of gross.
Oh.
So I couldn't finish either of them.
Was I not with you on your birthday last year?
No, you were. We were at your house. It's just, I had that one Spanish wine, and I, like, tried to chug it from the bottle, and it ended up tasting like feet once I started trying to chug it, because I didn't let it aerate.
Didn't we end up drinking my mom's version of a skinny margarita?
Maybe we did.
I'm pretty sure we did.
It's fine. We'll just get drunk together when you come up here in 20 days.
For anyone that wants to know, my mom's version of a skinny margarita is literally lime juice, tequila, vodka, and triple sec. And you just mix it up with ice. And it's like 90% hard alcohol and 10% lime juice and ice.
Disgusting and delicious.
It's somehow, okay, she sweetens it with agave though, and like, it's really good.
Oh, so good.
You drink like if you have like legit like margarita glasses like my mom does, like you drink one of those and it contains like 4 or 5 shots.
Oh, you get toasted. It's bad.
Yeah. But it's so good.
Absolutely delicious. I have to make those sometime. It's actually on my grocery list to get tequila and limes just so I can have that. Maybe not triple sec. I don't know if they sell triple sec. No. at grocery stores.
You have to have the triple sec. They won't taste the same.
I know, but it's just... I know, I was going to add honey.
No, but, like, the triple sec, it's like a citrus sweet.
Yeah.
Because it's orange liqueur.
Yeah.
So you got to have that, or at least put, like, some kind of citrus in there that isn't lime.
I do have oranges. I could squeeze a little bit of orange juice in there.
You could.
Yeah.
But why would you do that when you could have more alcohol and the taste of orange?
True. Okay. We should probably tell the people where they can find us. Do you want to cover the email and I'll cover the Tumblr?
Yeah, since I get the Tumblr wrong every fucking time.
It's fine. I got the Tumblr down by now.
All right. Do you want to start?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so you can find the fix we read, or the fic singular we read tonight. I might reblog some stuff from the blogs that I mentioned. I mean, some other Shawn Mendes stuff labeled as episode 4 Shawn Mendes on our Tumblr, ynpodcast@tumblr.com. No dashes, no slashes.
And if you would like to email us, if you have any suggestions for fanfics, if you have themes that you want us to do or fics you want us specifically to read, let us know at yournamepodcast@gmail.com. No dashes, no slashes.
But hell yeah.
About your name podcast.
Yeah. Why? It's just ynpodcast@tumblr.com. I think. I hope. I think it is. We've said it in other episodes. Go watch those ones where we actually
look it up. Tumblr is ynpodcast.tumblr.com, and then you can email us at yournamepodcast@gmail.com.
No dashes, no slashes.
Correct. And even if you just have fixed that topics that Bonnie and I have covered, please send them to us anyway. If we love them, we'll probably reblog them.
Oh my god, if you send me any One Direction or Shawn Mendes fanfics, I will probably cry and then read them and then reblog them on both my personal and my podcast Tumblr. So
listen, just send me smutty Remus Lupin fics.
Oh my god, he's a babe. Although I after that episode, I'm definitely much more serious black focused. So
fair. I feel also, like he doesn't get enough attention. That's why I read that fic, so.
Serious?
Yeah.
No, he definitely doesn't.
I feel like he gets forgotten after Prison Man, like, no one gives a fuck about Sirius anymore.
Exactly. Like, I think he's mentioned in the books, but not in the movies. But, like, everybody pays attention to the movies, not the books. So it makes me really mad.
The books are better.
They really are.
Books are always better, though.
They absolutely are, like,
except maybe okay, I'm not gonna lie,
what is it,
case where maybe I liked the movie better than the book, Twilight.
Oh my god.
Only because the books literally had grammatical errors and I just couldn't see past that.
I know, and the, like, I know,
just as bad, but
at least they had Robert Pattinson and yeah. Kristen Stewart and Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, hello, Taylor Lautner and Team Jacob.
And whoever plays Jasper. I'm really into whoever plays Jasper.
He looks like he's constipated all the time.
I know, and I like it. I don't know why.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I don't know why. No, I feel like we've talked about Twilight before. We'll have to have an entire Twilight episode, but it's, like, low-key racist and sexist.
It's not good. Let's just put it that way.
It's not. I'm a slut for vampire vampire stuff. I love it. But
in elementary school and even partially through middle school, well, through seventh grade, before I moved into my new house. I don't know. You never came to my old house and saw my old room. No, okay.
Did you? So, were you a Twilight girl?
I had my room, all four walls were covered in posters. From different like M magazine or like some different like teen magazines.
Tiger Beat, is that one of them?
What?
Tiger Beat or something?
No. I can't remember the names of them all, but I don't think Tiger Beat was one. I had a subscription to M magazine because it had like so many
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I had One of my walls was dedicated to Twilight, mostly to Jacob.
Oh my God.
And then another one of my walls was dedicated to my One Direction posters,
Hell yeah.
other bands that like they had posters of in those magazines. Like so One Direction, the Plain White Tees, like just shitty boy bands that aren't shitty.
Hey, yeah, okay.
one of my this is so
Love the
weird.
plain white tees.
I had a poster of Miley Cyrus on the back of my door, but I threw nails at it and pencils and like sharp shit. So it had a bunch of like holes ripped
Oh
from
my
it.
God.
I don't know why it was so violent toward Miley Cyrus. I just was.
Because she was dating a Jonas brother and we weren't.
You know what? That was probably part of it. They were also all of like One Direction Jonas Bros. Like.
We see the Jonas Brothers in less than 3 weeks too. Keep that in mind.
Let's see, what other walls did I have? So I had, God, I wish I still had some of these posters. A lot of it was like Disney shows and posters. I'm trying to remember.
Was it any High School Musical?
Oh, hell yeah. You know I had Troy Bolton
Abs.
above my
Thank
bed.
God. Oh, every. I wanted to. I shared a room with my sister, so I couldn't.
You wouldn't. You could have. You chose not to.
I chose not to because my sister was a control freak. I say was. She is a control freak. And we had matching bedspreads, matching quilts.
Yeah, that's all right.
I had no option. Oh, cat.
I had a lot of posters on my wall of random various things. So there's also that. I had quite a bit of Fallout Boy posters too.
Oh, I want to have a Fallout Boy episode. I really want to just talk about my love of Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz.
If we do have a Fallout Boy episode, I'll directly email it to Christine.
Oh, please, please, please do. I think she would love it.
We're talking about Christine Schieffer, by the way, from And That's Why We Drink.
We're gonna name drop a bunch of random people that they aren't gonna know about. No, Christine would love a Fallout Boy fan fiction episode. I would also love a Fallout Boy fan fiction. Maybe for that episode, I would pick the fanfic. We'll see. We kind of changed it up from our first two episodes where like we chose what we wanted to read stories on. So like Ella wanted to read a Harry Potter story, I wanted to read a One Direction story, and so we changed it to what we wanted to hear ourselves in.
Yeah. So we
So
repulsed fanfic from each other now.
yeah.
And honestly, I think it makes it more interesting because, like, yeah, I don't care that much about Shawn Mendes. So, like, if
Oh no,
you
you don't.
had me a Shawn Mendes fic, I'd been like, eh, whatever. But I think it makes it more interesting that, like, you have no idea what I'm gonna read and it could be, like, the shittiest fic ever, but.
And I would still love it. Like, I'm just here, just like, oh my God, you mean I had an interaction with a celebrity? It's actually on my bucket list to be friends with a celebrity. And I think that's why I like Shawn Mendes so much, because I could actually see myself being friends with him. Not in like a celebrity way, but you get it. Cat! Ugh, I miss that cat so much. Okay, well, it's 11:30 here, my time. And I still have to go to the
So,
bathroom before I go to bed.
signing off once more.
I don't think we've officially signed off, but I'm still
No.
Vaughn.
And I'm still tired, just to keep
Okay.
that joke
I'm
going.
tired. I'm legitimately still gonna be reading Shawn Mendes fan fiction after this. I have like one or two saved in my Tumblr.
And I'm gonna immediately go pass out in my bed.
Ooh, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. That's what I gotta do. Oh well.
Oversharing now.
Oversharing. I think that's our cue to say a good day, good night, good times, whatever you're doing. Have
Merry
a good one.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Easter.
Happy
Happy
4th.
Halloween.
Oh,
Oh,
Happy
well,
Leap Day.
happy what?
Labor Day.
I thought you said Mother's Day.
Well, sure, that too. I love
I
your mom if you ever listen to this podcast, which she won't.
hope my mom doesn't listen to this. I love her, but she would skin me alive for the religious boy comments that I said a while back.
See, I think if my mom listened to this, she would just be like, yeah, this is not interesting. Why am I listening to this? Like, I don't love you this
Yeah.
much.
Oh, I
She goes,
love your
"You're
mom.
funny, but I don't love you enough to listen to it."
Oh, Rebecca.
I love
Oh,
mom.
well. I do. I love your mom too, and I love my mommy. I miss my mom.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa and
Here's
Rebecca.
Lisa and Rebecca. Okay. Well, I think that's our cue to sign off. Okay, signing off. Bye, fam. Have a good one.
Bye.